This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Armistice Day edition here. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We open up the phone line so you can talk freely live. If it's 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you are, whatever day of the year it is, you can call in to Free Talk Live at 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord. Just go to discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com. You'll need to download an app onto your phone, and then you can call in that way. But it's crystal clear. It's really great. Sounds like you're right in the studio. Discord.freetalklive.com. There are about 125 people active in the chat room on Discord right now. So Discord, active might not be the right term, at least reading online, logged in. I'm not sure what term to use. 855-450-3733. Laurel, apparently, the president has made a proclamation that surrounds immigration or refugees.
It's in regard to the caravan. And right. There's actually two things that are happening right now. There's the presidential proclamation, and at the same time, there was issued in the Federal Register a rulemaking change. And the rulemaking change and the proclamation go hand in hand.
Okay.
So the proclamation says...
It's worth pointing out that you are an immigration attorney.
Yes.
Okay.
So the proclamation says that anybody who attempts to enter at a point other than a port of entry is not going to be let in.
Okay.
That you can't enter except lawfully at a port of entry. So anybody who's applying for asylum has to go to a port of entry. And that's different from previous rules where if you were busted trying to enter unlawfully, you could at least apply for asylum. Now he's saying, no, you're not even going to get to apply for asylum. If you're trying to enter unlawfully, you've got to go to a port of entry.
Let me ask a question, because I know that currently... Uh-huh. Or prior to this rule, proclamation, whatever it is, someone could go to an embassy and file for asylum at the embassy with
yes.
This new rule where they're saying it must be done at port of entry. Does that take away the ability to do so at an embassy? If so, it's going to greatly increase the backlog of people at ports of entry.
Right. You know, you could still apply it at the consulate,
okay.
but it's to stop people from trying to enter unlawfully.
I have one question, too. What is a port of entry? Is that any location where there's a border guard, where they'll check your passport or whatever, or is it special ones of those?
No, it's any place where if you're a U.S. citizen and you're coming back from Mexico, you have to go through a certain place. You
right.
can't just enter anywhere. So it's any place where, yeah, where
and
they're going to be checking your
every
passport.
International airport,
yes.
Okay.
Deep water ports where, like, mm-hmm. cruise ships might go. So Galveston, Texas, Beaumont, Miami, Florida, Portsmouth, New Hampshire,
right.
Bar Harbor, Maine. Those are all ports of entry.
There's actually a lot of them, so yeah.
Yeah, Kansas City is a port of entry. It's an international airport.
So the rulemaking change, which is in tandem with the presidential proclamation, says that anybody who actually does enter in violation of the proclamation is not going to be able to apply for asylum from within the U.S.
Okay.
So even if they didn't get caught trying to enter, if they entered the U.S. somehow, so they did enter because they're here now, they're still not going to be able to apply for asylum if they entered in violation of the proclamation.
So this caravan of thousands of people was... how were they going to enter the United States without going through a port of entry? I mean, there's fences all along the border. Not everywhere on the border, but like...
There are also holes in those fences.
There are.
Tunnels.
In very inhospitable places.
Yeah, it's not a continuous fence, and that's one of the things that the president has been saying. So there's actually a lot of places...
You can't put a fence in the middle of the Rio Grande, but I've been there, and there's certainly fences and stuff. Interesting different ones and, you know, that kind of thing.
something that I've not heard very many people talk about is the rule, or I don't know if it was a rule or a proclamation from Jeff Sessions several months ago about who can apply for asylum. And he made it stricter to where if you are fleeing wherever you came from because of gang violence or domestic violence, that's no longer valid justification for seeking asylum in the United States.
Okay, let me clarify that. There's actually a body of case law where people who were making that claim were getting denied by the Board of Immigration Appeals. They were losing their cases. So what Jeff Sessions said was, that's no longer going to get you past the credible fear interview because we're seeing these cases get denied anyway. So most people were passing their credible fear interview and then they were applying for asylum and their asylum cases were getting denied. So Jeff Sessions said, okay, let's not let you get past the credible fear interview if this is going to be your basis because you're going to lose your asylum claim anyway.
So for me, I think that economic reasons or whatever would be fine reasons to decide to relocate. I mean, what did most of our ancestors come to the United States for? I guess my biggest problem with refugee status is that once one is called a refugee, wherever you are in the world, you have this whole list of entitlements that come along with it. So the United States government basically has to put you up in an apartment and get you some clothes, get you working and doing all these things. Is this correct?
Okay, let me explain the difference between a refugee and an asylee, because they're not the same thing.
Okay.
A refugee is somebody who's declared a refugee in either the country that they're originally from or in a second country, but not in the United States. You cannot come to the United States and claim refugee status. That
gotcha.
is not available under the law.
Okay.
They have to be designated a refugee in another country, and the United States has to invite them. They have to decide to accept them before they come.
Okay.
Whereas an asylee just shows up and applies for asylum. So they're very different categories. There's a cap on refugees. There's no cap on asylees.
So what does an asylee get? When they show up.
Protection from deportation.
I'd like
basically.
To hear from you.
Yeah, that's basically it. They don't have to go home if they can prove their case and they get an employment authorization document. Basically, if they're able to prove their case, they can get an EAD while the case is pending.
What's an EAD?
An employment authorization document.
Right.
Allows them to work. And if they win their case, then they have asylum status for 1 year and then they can apply for permanent residence. Also, after a person is designated an asylee, they can petition for their spouse and children. And then, of course, after they become a permanent resident, it broadens the people they can
What do the spouse and children get as far as welfare from the government?
Asylees, which is different from, a lot of other non-immigrant categories or immigrant categories, asylees are eligible to apply for welfare immediately.
Okay.
Whereas most other immigrant categories are not able to apply for that for at least 5 years. Asylees are eligible to apply for things like food stamps and welfare and Section 8 housing. They're eligible for all of those right away.
Okay. I see a problem with that. whereas I don't see a problem particularly with somebody saying, hey, it's really hard to get a job here, and there's gang violence going on, and, dad hits me. Like, I don't really care what the reasons are that one might want to seek a better life. What I care is that they might come here and begin, siphoning off of the welfare state, which, depending on the numbers
so that's
you read.
It's a problem with the welfare state.
It's a welfare problem, not an immigration problem by my standard. But I guess the other thing is that I feel like Americans lump all everybody together and tend not to distinguish, one from the other, this refugee, the asylum seeker.
Well, the press is doing that right now.
Sure, they don't know either.
The press keeps calling them, potential asylees, and then they interview people and they ask them why they're coming, and they say, I'm coming for a job. That's not an asylee.
Right.
That is an economic migrant. And most of the people in the caravan, even if you ask most immigration attorneys, they'll say, yeah, most of them are economic migrants, not asylees.
Yeah.
There are asylees within that group, to be sure, but they're probably a small minority.
So does the United States, on one hand, you hear that we have an aging population and that we're going to be in trouble. We got this demographic bubble that's on the horizon, these kinds of things. On the other hand, they keep young, able-bodied people out. It seems like a really strange thing to do. I mean,
we allow 1.2 million lawful immigrants per year, so I don't know that we're keeping people out.
Well, If so, then what's the, then why am I being told about a demographic bubble?
We're keeping some people out, but we're not. It's not a closed border. We are allowing in people that we think will help the United States or that have a reason to come. They have family here, etc.
I do not trust the bureaucrats that decide as to whether or not they're going to be helpful. I trust them to perpetuate their own jobs. So therefore, bringing in people the least competent. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855 450 free. And Daryl, tell me about Liberty.menu.
Liberty.menu is something that a lot of libertarians have wanted for a long time, at least a decade that I'm aware of, and that's a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect so that you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Now, we can't give you discounts because it's free to use, but you can get a really cool badge. Liberty.menu. Use code FTL.
And in the previous segment, we were talking about asylum seekers coming to the United States and some rules that have been changed there. Laurel, our Sunday night host, co-host here, she is an immigration attorney. And Laurel, I guess we've got a call here from Vernon, New Orleans, wants to talk about asylum seeker benefits.
Sure.
Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow, I cannot believe that they are allowed to have, they can immediately apply for welfare mm-hmm. and food stamps. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, I have never known that before. That is,
after asylum is granted, not while it's pending, but once it's granted, then yes.
How long does that generally take?
It can be anywhere from a few months to a few years, depending on, there's different steps to the process. If you do an affirmative asylum claim and then it gets approved, it could only be a few months. But if it gets denied, you have to go to a judge. You know, it may take a year or longer. Et cetera.
And there's a huge backlog. We talked about this a good bit on Thursday. There's mm-hmm. a huge backlog before the judges, and they're, from a, the federal government's perspective, they have about 100 fewer judges than they want. But to really catch up with the backlog, they need to basically triple the number of judges.
Did the caller have more questions before we get to that, though?
Yeah, I wanted to know what other, like, on top of that, once they get the food stamps, uh-huh. and are you talking, when you say welfare, are you talking about, like, Social Security benefits, like disability, or, and
yeah,
then, and then on top of that, they can automatically, once they get into the country and they're allowed to stay, they can send their children to a school. And even uh-huh. if they don't speak English, the school is required to permit them to come and teach
yes.
them English as a second language at our cost.
Yes.
And then, what are the other things beyond just the federal government benefits that, you know, maybe state benefits? Like the state Medicare or Medicaid program? I mean,
somebody who's granted asylum is eligible for all the same public benefits as a U.S. citizen. They're not banned from
anything. They're not going to be making enough money to disqualify for that, and they mm-hmm. probably won't be for some time. Mm-hmm. So obviously they're probably going to automatically qualify, especially mm-hmm. if they have those kids with them. So it's just, to me, you know, that's just very eye-opening because I had no idea that, you know, with my property taxes, and I'm on the very liberal side, don't get me wrong, like, I'm extremely liberal, but it just drives me insane when I hear about, not only, it's not even just, you know, immigrants in general, it's just anybody that mooches off the system. And I think a lot of people...
How can you be liberal and worried about somebody who mooches off the system? Like, describe your liberalness.
Sorry?
How could you be liberal and worried about people mooching off the system?
It's an interesting combination. I don't know. It's hard to describe what I am. But
let me tell you one of the things that Congress was thinking when when Congress allowed asylees to get these benefits, part of what Congress was thinking was that there wouldn't be very many asylees. It's clear in the way that a lot of the rules are crafted that they thought this was going to be an unusual form of relief and that there would not be that many people getting asylum.
Are there many people getting asylum?
Yes.
Okay, and why are they getting it? What's generally the reason?
Over time, the standard for granting it has been broadening and broadening and broadening.
Broadened by whom?
In the courts.
The courts have broadened
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
For the what's called the protected social group has been expanding over time. Originally,
so there's a provision called a protected social group,
uh-huh.
and now everybody has their sub ethnicity or wherever they're from, right? Like I'm.
Well, ethnicity would be, I mean, you can get asylum if you're being persecuted by the government on the basis of your ethnicity, your religion, your political affiliation, or membership in a protected social group. And it's that last one that is not very well defined, and that has been the basis for sort of expanding the number of people who are getting asylum.
Okay.
So one last question, and then I'll hang up. What brought you to want to do immigration, be an immigration attorney out of all of the concentrations in the legal realm that you could have chosen. And do you personally find that it's beneficial to advocate for people that are being drawn up here primarily for the public benefit that's available? And can you comment on that? And I'll go ahead and hang up. Thank you.
I don't know that most economic migrants are coming to get benefits for themselves. Are the asylees coming for that? I think the true asylees and the ones who actually get granted, I think they're coming for the asylum. I think they're coming because they're actually in danger. So I don't know that it's asylees. True asylees are being enticed to come because of public benefits. I'm not sure that I'm seeing evidence of that. Is it possible that economic migrants are coming because they want benefits for the children that they have in the U.S.? That's a possibility, but that is not, you know, what we're talking about with asylees getting it. So right. I think we might be conflating two different issues with that. And the question of how did I get, become an immigration lawyer?
Why, actually?
But, yes, yes. Why? When I was in law school, my boyfriend at the time, who's the father of my son, he was unlawfully present immigrant. So I was already, knew about that community.
That's the term we use, unlawfully present
immigrant.
Okay.
So yeah, he was my boyfriend at the time and I was very interested in that subject matter. We split up many, many, many years ago. But I stuck with immigration law, so here we are.
Well, it's certainly it's a growing field. Yes. There's no doubt about that. I guess
I don't know that it's growing. I don't know that it's that much different from when I first started practicing 15 years ago. It's different. I mean, it's not bigger.
As a libertarian, I guess for me, it doesn't particularly matter to me why a person is present in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, to me, the United States government, like any government out there, is just the biggest gang present in a given geopolitical designation. They're, mm-hmm. you know, and that the borders are the places where the wars stopped being fought. So, you know, all of that is sort of arbitrary. To me, what matters is how much money mm-hmm. is this person going to cost me.
You know what I will say is the people in the caravan were offered refugee status in Mexico and declined. So that is possibly an argument for these asylees are in fact coming for the public benefits in the United States, because even though they are also
the jobs are better too.
The jobs are better. But they could, if they only want safety, then they could have had it in Mexico. And yeah, there's a high crime rate in Mexico, but there's also places where they are certainly safer than they were in Honduras. And if we say Mexico is too dangerous of a place to live, then everybody in Mexico is eligible for asylum. So I don't think that's going to happen.
And one thing that's interesting that I've only, you know, seen a few reports of, these, you know, quote unquote caravans, it's not something that just popped up. There have been people coming from Honduras every year.
Yeah, but they didn't come together
football.
Like this. They didn't
this
come
this
in
is the largest in a decade.
But they were piling up on top of that train, the rape train of death, or whatever the hell they were calling it, that was you know, going from Central America up through Mexico and that kind of thing,
right.
Piling
this
up on top of
the
train.
This is the largest in a decade, but there have been groups coming for at least a decade, if not 15 years or more.
Your call's coming up. I'd love to hear your thoughts on immigration. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California continues to deal with an outbreak of deadly fires. The campfire destroyed nearly the entire town of Paradise. There's only three roads leading out of the mountainous town. The Skyway is the main road, and it runs along the spine of a long ridge with steep canyons all around. The high winds didn't allow for aerial support, and the gridlock caused some people to burn alive in their vehicles and their homes. So far, 25 people have died, and 100 people are still missing. West of Los Angeles, two separate fires are raging. L.A. County Fire Chief Daryl Osby says that crews are mindful of the often unpredictable winds.
There's a lot of fuel that has not burned, that we're concerned about the fire jumping out and coming behind us and burning parts of this area that have not burned.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Blink Home Security Systems, they can be very useful for a variety of circumstances. Not only does the Blink Home Security camera and LED light pop on whenever there's movement in front of it, but you can sort of tune in anytime you want. Right now, I could go and look at my my Blink cameras, check out my house, see what's going on. And I think that's a really great value. I can also say I've set one up on my compost heap to see what's going on. At this point, I haven't found the offender that's been knocking over the buckets, but I did find quite a few little white-footed mice that are running around there. I can't believe my cat, Sybil, is allowing this to happen. I can see her. She's traveling in and out, but somehow the mice are just dodging her. I can see the times. I can see when she walks in, the mice just, that time to come wandering out. It's amazing. You can not only keep your house protected from burglars with no contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink, by the way, works with Alexa, you can get your cameras system starting at less than $100. Again, I said no contracts, no subscriptions. $100 starts the whole process here. Basically, nothing else, unless you want to add more cameras, I guess you can do that. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. This system can be expanded to something much more robust, if you wish. But you can get a really great system for $100. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. I'm very, very happy with mine. So, where were we on this? We were discussing
to talk about the backlog.
Yeah, the backlog of immigration. Let's get to Tom from New Hampshire, who's calling in regarding Veterans Day, and we've got another call waiting after that. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Veterans Day is the day set up to honor the veterans and, you know, honor everything that they've done, dropping napalm on children in Vietnam or fighting a war in Iraq so Vice President Cheney's friends at Halliburton could make money off the oil. But I think we need to remember some of the good things that veterans have done over the years. Like on July 17th, 2016, when that Marine Corps veteran in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, went out and gunned down three cops.
Oh, my. Thanks for the call, Tom. Thoughts, Laurel? Welcome to Free Talk Live.
I mean, there's bad people in all groups, so...
Tom thinks that people killing cops are the good people.
Oh, I see.
Because he wants more government bureaucrats to be killed.
I can only imagine that that's going to cause some kind of crackdown or whatever, but...
I'm not in favor of aggression, so I'm not in favor of people getting killed.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of killing anybody. Ever.
Same here. Let's go to Flames. Call it in on the Discord line. You can too. Discord.freetalklive.com. Flames, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, guys? How you doing, Daryl?
Good. There's Daryl, Mark, and Laurel here.
And Mark and Laurel. I don't think I met those two. Last time I was on here, I remember Daryl. I remember his face. I just popped in again. You know, I'm pretty clueless of this whole, you guys are talking about immigration and then they're talking about asylum. So I don't know if you're talking about like crazy immigrants. But I mean, if you don't mind giving me a brief summary and, you know, how it would, not just affect me, but of course I'm part of, you know, affecting the whole, you know, affecting the people, you know, of what's going on.
American citizens?
Right. Yeah.
How does immigration affect Americans?
Well, I mean, okay. Let me start off with this. What is asylum, immigration? What is that exactly? Like in simple terms, if you could, you know, for us common folk.
Sure. Somebody who is applying for asylum is claiming that their government is persecuting them on the basis of their religion, ethnic group, political opinion, or membership in a protected social group. The perpetrator must be the government. It cannot be, and they cannot just simply be the victim of criminal activity in their country. So it's somebody who is fleeing the government in their home country, and it has to be that the government is after that person in particular, and not merely that there's widespread civil unrest. That would be a refugee.
Is this a new thing? Because
the asylum has been around for a long time, and asylum, like, it became a bigger thing, if you will, after World War One. There was a treaty signed, and it was partially because I think a lot of the countries felt guilty that the Jews had applied for visas in
World War Two. Then,
yeah, World War Two. A lot of Jews had applied for visas and had been denied, and then a lot of countries felt really bad when they saw what had happened. So there was that, and then there was also the Cold War, where people were really being oppressed on the basis of political opinions in the Eastern Bloc countries. So asylum sort of grew out of those two things. It grew out of World War II and the Holocaust, and it grew out of the Cold War. So those are the people that the government had in mind when they created the rules for asylum.
The UN Declaration of Human Rights says everyone has the right to seek and enjoy in other countries asylum from persecution.
Mm-hmm.
So could I throw an example out there just to help me fully understand? So let's say, all right, so 9/11 happened and, you know, like a lot of Muslims are getting, you know, fire for that. And so they get action at the asylum immigration, like, hey, just because of my religion or, you know, my ethnicity, I'm being oppressed. If you're black, you know, and then people, you know, the whole, is it like a racist kind of thing? And, you know, besides,
it can be. I mean, it's still the easiest asylum cases to win are Russian Jews to this day, because quite often they are identified by the Russian government and then they'll actually come after them. Or also another example would be, let's say you have somebody who's conducting mass in their home in China when they don't allow people to practice religion there. So somebody who's actually conducting the mass may wind up with a warrant for his arrest specifically because he's he's conducting mass. So it would be for his religion, and then the government,
very specifically
because of his religion, the government is very particularly after him, and it is the government that's after him and not some criminal element.
Okay. All right. I see. All right. So I just...
Thanks for the call, Flames. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. A lot has been made about this caravan that's headed up here. Mm-hmm. Laurel, do you think that... I've decided your name's Lauren, and it's going to be so hard for me to break that.
I'll break you of that habit.
I appreciate it. Do you see any threat for Americans on this, or is this just political brinksmanship?
A threat. Okay, let's talk about what we mean by a threat. I don't think that the caravan is going to bring down the United States. It's not some huge threat to the future of the United States, that particular caravan. Is it a threat to the CBP officials? Absolutely. Their lives could be in danger based on what I've seen the caravan
Customs
doing.
Customs and Border Patrol?
Yes.
Okay.
CBP. Based on what I've seen, the interactions between members of the caravan and officials in Mexico. They were throwing rocks. They were, there's some reports that they're armed. But, I mean, somebody throwing a rock can kill you if it's a big rock, which is what they were throwing. So are they
looked really bad at Kent State, though, when they opened fire on the college students that allegedly threw rocks. Like, this is the other thing that's really difficult is that if they open fire on this caravan, they're probably not going to just hit the rock throwers. And also, you can be certain someone will speculate that a government agitator was amongst, I don't know which government, I wouldn't claim to know that, was amongst the crowd and probably threw the rocks and all this stuff. This is always
okay.
Happens.
Whether to open fire, that's not a question of is throwing the rock a threat. That's how do you respond to the threat. So it doesn't really go to that question of are they a threat or not. But
I think Customs and Border Patrol could probably stand several hundred feet off of the border with guns and then not worry about rocks.
But they're gonna come forward. So it's not like they're going to stay over there on the other side of the river and behave themselves. That's kind of the point.
Well, I mean, there's the places I've been along the border, there's always just a bunch of walls. I mean, isn't most of it covered in walls?
No.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday. Live Armistice Day edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about immigration, specifically the asylum-seeking caravan.
Uh-huh.
And we've also talked about World War One, Armistice Day. You know, it's the day for it. Let's go to Bruce calling in from New Jersey. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, you mean me?
Bruce, yeah, we can hear you fine. What's going on?
I'm Bill. I'm sorry.
All right, Bill?
That's all right. Yeah, I guess what I didn't mean. So it's Daryl, Lowell, and Mike?
Mark, yeah.
Mark, okay. I'm sorry I got that wrong.
No problem.
Listening to this. I've worked with the homeless in New Jersey for 40 years.
Okay.
And it's very similar kind of situation. Nobody wants them around. And immigrants are treated, they probably want them less around, but the attitude is still not in my backyard, you know. But I kind of look at it and say, We should be aggressively reaching out to these people. This is a long walk for these guys, and they're going to be beat up and tortured and tired. And we should be 100 miles out, or a couple of beyond the border. We should get Mexico's permission. We should put a virtual tent paradise there, put water and have everything ready for them. We should make life simple and easy, and we should call them out with just a simple techniques of saying, "Families here, single men here, single women here," and the bad guys will find them out in time. And I think there's probably less bad guys than there are good guys. And I want to say that I think we should feed them and clothe them. We should help them. And we should also pay them to stay on the other side of the border. We should take the welfare resources that we have on this side and offer to them on that side. You increase the value of their lives. You help them in their life. You help create a whole middle class in Mexico.
Hold on. So I want to make sure that I'm hearing something correctly. So to prevent people from possibly collecting welfare in the United States, we should give them welfare so that they stay in another country?
Yeah, it's very inexpensive. You know, it's not, welfare is not much. How much do you have a single person gets on heart? $40 a month. That's the cash back benefit for singles. For a mother with one child is $322. I mean, it's not, has there been increases today?
So what expensive. I hear you saying is that the money would go further and we would be able to help more people if we helped them in Mexico.
Yes, you're absolutely right. That's what I'm saying.
I guess I would ask this question, is that churches are international, specifically the Catholic Church comes to mind, but, you know, lots of churches use immigration as their mission. Wouldn't it be, I mean, couldn't churches do this, set up the tents, you know, give people some kind of
help? Absolutely. They should be part of it. I would bring every group together and say, listen, let's pull our resources, let's get it done. Because we don't want violence. We don't want people fighting on the border. We don't want them killing each other. We don't want them killing our people who are trying to secure the border. We want to do something smart.
Well, really what you're suggesting is...
I think what you're saying is smarter.
What you're suggesting is consistent with the international rules for refugees. You're basically, what I hear you saying is, set up refugee camps for these refugees in Mexico, which would be the second country. And then normally what would happen after that, if there are refugees, a large group of refugees in a second country, is the first world countries would volunteer to take a certain number of refugees from that second country. So that is the normal procedure.
I would not call them refugees. I'd make them citizens of Mexico. I would say you are now part of this nation, and if they migrate over and work their way over in time because it'll be close to the border, then
that's not going to be our decision. For them to remain in Mexico forever would be Mexico's decision, and actually Mexico did extend that offer.
So that's good. That means you already have
and they declined.
For that.
But they declined.
Somebody else is pushing them, though. That's why we should be out ahead of them. We should have
who's pushing them? Yeah. I don't know anything about this pushing.
Well, who's financing this? I mean, these people have to maintain themselves. They would die on the way if they had water, food. I mean, this is a long trek.
The media has shown some pictures of them begging in the streets in Mexico and the local Mexicans giving them food and water.
Okay, well, that's wonderful, too. That means the Mexicans could start helping that way, too.
But most of them say... in interviews that basically they say that they want better jobs, mm-hmm. that the reason for their immigration is to find work. And I find that to be laudable. That's what I would, you know, want for them too. I guess my solution for this, Bruce, is Bill. I'm sorry, Bill. It's written Bruce. And the whole world's conspiring against me. My solution to this, Bill, is and some of the other radio talk show hosts have adopted this the same thought. The sucka DJs stealing my rhymes. They is that basically let anybody who wants to come to this country and work for a better life come here and work for a better life, but don't let them collect a penny. That from public funds, they can go ahead. If churches want to give them, money, by all means, a free organization of free people should be able to do that. But I think that we probably find relatively quickly what equilibrium is from a socioeconomic standpoint, because there are some people who come to this country for handouts. Some people come to this country to work for a better life, and I would like to know who's who. Because the people who are working for a better life have built this country to make it great, and the people that are looking for handouts, well, we just don't need them. They can stay wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't need that. Nobody's done any investigation of this population at all.
There's an easy way. You don't have to investigate. If you just stop benefits to anybody who comes to, I don't mean specifically this group of caravan. I'm talking about anybody who comes to the country. Just stop benefits to those groups.
Some people would say sidewalks, roads, and fire departments are benefits.
I don't know how to stop that. But I'll go ahead and say that you should have to pay extra taxes for that. Go ahead.
Extra taxes, they're killing us. I would gladly pay taxes to help human life rather than take human life.
I'm with you on that. I feel the same way. However, I'm trying to figure out a solution that works for everybody. And I can tell you that the solution of preferring to pay taxes to give benefits to migrants does not work for everybody, Bill.
I don't call them migrants. I call them human beings. And that's
fine.
The difference.
I think
it's like, let's face it. I mean, it's an infinitesimal amount of money that comes out of your tax dollars to help people. It's tiny.
Bill.
It's the cumulative amount of money that comes out that they cover the waste all the time.
Yeah.
If they just, so instead of letting them waste the dollars.
But the government is a wasteful organization and has been since we've had a government.
Actually, most of our tax dollars go to benefits. Most of our tax dollars go to education, Social Security, and Medicaid. So that is actually the bulk of our taxes.
That's right. It does go to welfare.
Well, I mean, what's welfare? So if we're talking about TANF, that is actually a very small portion of our tax money. But the other things, education, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, those are huge, including Social Security disability.
Let me ask you this, Bill. My son's 10 years old. He has never stepped foot in a government school. Should me and my family, should we have to pay money to keep the government school in my town going while my son doesn't benefit from it?
Sure.
Why?
Because that's how the town is built.
I don't care how the town is built. My son didn't build the town. Why should his educational dollars be stolen from him and given to some kid who probably whose family probably drives a nicer car than my 2002 F-350?
One of the benefits that was available, I used to live in Texas, and when my children were little, I was struggling at the time. It was very expensive for me to pay for daycare. So I was a little taken aback when I learned that if my children did not speak English, they would be able to go to early kindergarten for free, regardless of their income. So they were people who made more than I did, and their children were eligible for free daycare, and mine weren't because we spoke English and they didn't. So that was a surprise. That was something my kids were not eligible for at all, but my tax money was still going to pay for that.
Well, that's your state setup, right?
It was a state benefit in Texas.
Yeah, so somebody was able to get that passed. I don't know how that happened. So I just know that if that can happen, other things can happen to benefit other people. I think there should be open benefits for everybody. We should have, our taxes are going to go for something. So why don't we make a system that makes sense and help as many people as we can help, even if they're immigrants or they're citizens?
Are you in any way, shape, or form concerned about the $21 trillion the United States is in debt?
Absolutely not, because there's no real debt. If they have $21 trillion in the hole, how can they continue to pay? They just took the money. It's ridiculous. There's no debt. It's a debt to China. Especially in China, they're not going to over collect it. They're not.
Thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate it. Got it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.